when the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it is a, it's actually a quite nice, sunny, mostly sunny day here in the Pacific Northwest. And of course, I'm in the Bellevue area. I'm actually in the studio today. And it looks real nice. The sun is out. But I have to tell you, I looked at the thermometer today. I was like, oh man, I think summer's over. Anyway, it was, when I left my place, 45 degrees. And it didn't reach 50 till I got down to Woodinville. And it's only 55 in Bellevue. So it looks lovely out there and the sun's out, but it's okay to hang around in the morning. Spend your morning with us here. It's too cold to go outside. Anyway, it is a nice sunny day. So, golly, it's nice to be back in the studio 2 weeks in a row here. And we have a pretty full house, as always. Animal World's production engineer is here keeping everything running smoothly. That would be Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And it is definitely getting a little bit chillier out there. Yesterday morning was the first time after summer I actually turned on the heater in my car on my way to work.
Me too. Yes, I turned the heater and I had the heat on this morning. I got in my car. That's the first thing I did is turn the temperature up, you know, because I've been on air conditioning for like ever. But And I've turned on the heat at home on and off a few times. I mean, I really found the heat this year, this summer, uncomfortable because of the humidity.
Mm.
And I disliked it or was so uncomfortable. I mean, I had a real block to turning on the heat, you know, when it started to get a little cold. So I actually let myself get kind of cold because I just didn't want the heat on. I mean, but now I'm over that. Over that now. So the heat's coming on and off. All righty. So, golly, let's get the rest of the table set. And in her private, I'd say mood-lit studio. It kind of looks that way through the glass. I am just delighted to say that back with us is call screener Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
How are you? Good morning, Martha.
It's so good to see you again and have
good
you back.
You.
And we're not going to go into details because we'll get everybody in here and we'll catch up with Stacy because there's a lot to report. And then sitting across the table for me, I'm delighted to say it's just been too long, but our wonderful medium, intuitive, personal awareness coach and general psychic lady, Natasha Venter's here. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning. Grateful to be here. It's been bubbling to be here.
Well, yeah, and it's just, you know, we had to skip our show last month because I'm trying to get through this teaching series of shows with Walter Stoffel and about, mm-hmm. you know, dog behavior and all of that. And I couldn't let too much time go in between shows. So we skipped our show and I did Walter instead. But that meant that we didn't get to connect with you for 2 months.
No.
And last week when Nathan and I were here and we were recording the promo for this week, and we both just said to each other, and like almost at the same time, it was like, wow, doesn't it seem like forever since we've seen Natasha? It just seems like it's just been a really, really long time.
We have been going through a time change. There's been a very much of a time loop, and that's why sometimes
it's like...
Oh, you mean
like, generally speaking,
yeah,
energetically?
It's time, yeah, time has been changing. Time has been shifting. So if you kind of repeated yourself not realizing that you have, there's been like these time loops that there's been absences in time. There's been these moments where you feel like that, you know, you're just like, where am I? What am I doing? I just forgot what I was doing. And because there's these been these time loops and lapses and... And shifts, and actually Mother Earth's going through a lot of shifts and changes herself, so we've been off kind of a little bit. So your ears have been ringing if you're been off a little bit. Like, I haven't been dizzy for change and because I ground myself differently, but there's a lot been going on. And so
yeah, there's a lot going on astrologically and all that sort of stuff. And we'll talk about all that sort of thing. I kind of know the big things are going on, and I can tell you a little bit about that stuff. But Natasha knows a whole lot more about that stuff than I do, and she can look at it in a different way. So we'll get into more of those details. And there, some stuff to talk about. The primary focus today is that Natasha and I are here, and we're here to serve you and answer your questions or help you with your animal friends. So. If you have questions for either one of us, want to know about behavior healing and training with your animal friends, you can talk to me. If you would like a personal reading with Natasha or want her to check in on whatever's going on this side or the other, she's here, and we would be delighted to have your phone calls throughout the show. Anyway, we've got some business to take care of here to officially get things going, but I'll give you the phone numbers now in case you want to get in line. And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can send us email that we do get in the studio. And our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, you know, if you've got questions about your animal friends, if you can send us a picture at that email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, we can actually put it up on, well, not we. What am I saying? I couldn't do any of that. If it wouldn't matter how much you paid me, I couldn't do it. But Nathan can put things on the screen for
we'll
us.
We'll try. I mean, you're... Cat might look like it's getting beamed into Star Trek.
Yeah, we have yeah, because there's up. A little the TV, you know, could use some work. It's got a little issues, so might not be exactly perfect, but at least we'd get the idea. So you're welcome to send us pictures if you'd like to share.
And we have other screens too. I can put it on and turn around.
Yeah.
So it'll still work.
So before we officially start the show, let's just get the whole weather thing straightened out. You know, definitely down here in the Bellevue area, looking west towards Seattle, it is pretty much blue skies. It's some high, low clouds, and it's hazy, because I do believe that there is, at least if I trusting the news and weather reports that I heard last night, that there is smoke in the air, but it's high, and so that the air quality remains good.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know. You know, I'm out between Monroe and Salton, closer to Salton, and, of course, there's been the big Bold Creek fire off of Highway 2 in the Index area, and that's still wreaking a lot of havoc. Highway 2, as far as I know, is still closed, you know, you have to be able to prove that you live in the area, you know, to go through to use the highway right now. The evacuation orders have been lowering. But Index was evacuated, and, you know, I know some people out there and stuff, and they were all evacuated. I don't know what's going on, but I think they're down to a level one evacuation. It means they may be able to be returning at this point. It was a really hard fire to contain, and they only just a few, like 3% contained, 5% was here for a week or more. And mm-hmm. last night I heard, I think I heard correctly when they said 71% contained. But they felt like they were getting a handle on it and controlling it. But the kind of glitch, what threw me was, yes, the smell of smoke. And I think it was last weekend, wasn't it, Nathan, that I was talking about it? It was so strong. Now, several years ago, we had a lot of smoke come into the area. And I was telling you last year that you know, we all have masks for COVID now, but that I was prepared ahead of time because Mike Roberge, our production engineer before Nathan, he kept up on all this stuff and really educated us. And when we had the smoke coming over a few years ago, you know, he told us to all get N95 masks, and that's what you needed. And so I did. I followed those instructions, and so I've always had those. And so I was masking for a while because it was the worst that I've ever seen it. The smell of smoke, the thickness of the smoke in the air, and it was snowing big white flakes of ash, plus burnt wood debris, like fir needles and burnt wood debris. So all the surfaces around my property, you know, the tables and hot tub cover, you know, all covered with ash and this burning wood debris. So it didn't feel comfortable to be outside at all, or even to leave like Robbie Golden out for very long during that time. But that all changed during the week, and the smell went away, the ash stopped falling and all of that. Fine. Well, then yesterday morning, I always go out with Robbie when I first let him out in the morning just to make sure everything's done. So I would go out with him. The smell of smoke hit me like a brick wall again. It was really strong yesterday, and I didn't hear till later in the day when I read the news that, yep, something changed in the air current, and all the smoke from that Bullet Creek fire was channeled right down, you know, Highway 2 into Monroe. Around, so that's why the smell was so thick yesterday morning. But by the time I got home in the evening, I had a long session down in Redmond yesterday. By the time I got home, the smell of smoke was gone and all of that. So, but there's still that kind of stuff to deal with. So if you have respiratory issues and so forth, you know, when the smoke is around, it's a good idea. But again, the surgical masks, you know, that a lot of people wear and have, you know, for COVID stuff, that doesn't necessarily keep out everything you need to with the smoky stuff. You really need, and N95s are the best. They're also the most unpleasant to wear and the tightest and all that sort of stuff. They're the real N95s. Then you have the KN95s and the N95s that are USA knockoffs. And then you have the KF94s, which are the Korean design. And I like those the best. I think they have the best design and the most comfort. And I wear them the most often, but I carry a variety with me, depending on where I am and how much protection I want. But be careful and just be wise about inhaling. And if you have, you know, older animals, do you sense anything, Natasha, with our animal friends and the smoke in the air? Is there anything that people need to know about this, you know, bad air quality and their animal friends? Do we have to really be concerned about it?
Or? Yeah, like with my dog, I brought her in because I know that she's a heavy breather.
Okay.
You know, she's a runner, so she, you know, whatever she breathes, it goes into her lungs and deeper because she's breathing while she's running. So with that it is being aware of how our dogs are. If our dog is just one that just kind of walks around and is a low breather, you know, there's that less chance.
What about breeds like Stacy has Frenchies?
Yeah.
You know, like dogs that have the more smashed faces, you know, the brachiocephalics and the respiratory systems can be a little dicier.
Yeah.
People with those breeds have to be a little more cautious.
They
don't
do. They definitely do. Yeah. It's if we have troubles breathing, they have troubles breathing, you know, and I worry about my cats, you know, because the cats are out a lot but they're low to the ground, and they're in the bushes and stuff like that. And those bushes do protect, you know, they do absorb a lot. But yet at the same time, you know, I was thinking about that. My cats, the cats around the neighborhood, you know, that they're just out there doing what they do.
Yeah, you know, I did find that, you know, mine are not indoor-outdoor models, but they have the Taj Mahal, which is their fabulous outdoor cat run they go through a brief way to get into. But I found that they were discriminatory as to whether or not they went out, depending on what was going on with the air circulation and so forth. And at its worst, they just chose not yes. to go out. They're usually pretty wise about yeah. that. And then, but I find Sophie, my older female, she's wiser than Buzzy. And there was one day where I really didn't want them out there, and Sophie didn't want to go out, but Buzzy went out for a mm-hmm. little while. And anyway, I just figured he knows what he's doing. So
sometimes the mental health is a little bit differently important than the lung health. You yeah. know?
Yeah. He loves his cat run and loves to be out there.
Yeah.
All righty. So before we get too carried away about it, but I guess the weather's, you know, we're on our way. That's another the astrological stuff. We got the fall equinox mm-hmm. coming up this week and shifts there. So we'll talk more about that with Natasha in a little while. But I think weather-wise, we're looking pretty good. That it's gonna be in the 70s and kind of sunny and dry the rest of the week.
Yeah, despite how much Washington is trying to maybe have a little bit of rain come down, it just can't seem to be able to do it. And we're looking at, you know, mostly sunny skies, the sunny skies throughout the week. It's still going to remain cooler, nothing really above the mid-70s. So we'll hover around 70 to 75 degrees throughout the week. But yeah, just a pretty pleasant, I don't know, just normal
pleasant week.
Wow. Yeah, nothing
for me,
really
that's,
much to say
know,
about
70,
it.
70, 75, the sun's out. That's perfect for me. I'm like, okay, I'm good with that. And yeah, so looks like it's going to be a nice week going into fall. Although I would, according to my body and the temperature at my house, fall's already here.
Yeah. So,
Maybe are we going to have any Indian summer type stuff? Are we going to get a push of nicer besides, I mean, higher than 70 or 75 degrees? Do you see anything
we're
in there?
We're going to have a little bit, you know, of this kind of fall coming in, you know, but I feel like I'm kind of like going, oh, my feet aren't ready to go into boots yet, you know, type of feeling.
Right.
Because once they're in, they're not going to come back out. And I'm kind of getting that feeling. It might be a little bit of a rainy, you know, that rainy fall or the rainy winter-ish type thing.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to ask you, if you have any sense yeah. for what the weather's during the winter.
And I can't, I'm not really like, you know, I've gone through a lot of personal stuff, so I haven't really tapped into the weather, but uh-huh. I've just had this feeling of, oh, once the rain starts, it's not going to stop. That's been the language that's been rolling around in my head. So I guess that's my intuitiveness saying, I guess once the rain starts, it's not going to stop.
All right. Well, then we're all caught up in that department.
Yeah.
So how about
Mother Nature, we can't control her, you know. It is what it is.
Yep. All righty. So before we go on to other things, let's go ahead and officially start the show. And then we'll take care of our advertisers. And then we'll come back and we got to catch up with Stacy before we do anything else, because boy, she's got a lot of stuff going on, and even though a lot of emotional stuff, there's just one little special part of it that just really touched me, and I only saw it last night, so I really want her to share it with it. It's very cool. Anyway, so if you haven't been around when I've officially started the show, I do that every week by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long, and that of course would be Saint Francis. And I do that by, and because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers for us and our animal friends. And then we got a pile of affirmations we do to get ourselves all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And so I start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. And by the way, participating in this part of the show is voluntary. You can say these prayers and affirmations along with me out loud or silently. You can use them during the week, as I do, and many of you listeners do, or you cannot participate at all. It's not like the dancing portion of our show and exercise at 10 and 11. Dancing is required, but this is voluntary, so do what you will. Alrighty, we're going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Whew. Okay, now, on to our affirmations, and there's a bunch of them here. They've all been contributed by one of us, members of the animal world family here or there. And some of these we do for ourselves as individuals. Sometimes some of these we do as a family collective for animal world here for all of us. And this first one we do for ourselves. All righty. I say each one of these three times. And you're, like I said, welcome to join me or not. It's up to you. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. The second one is one we do for ourselves as kind of an animal world collective. And this came from Linda Rasmussen, you know, when she was working with you guys on the air and doing the healing work. She'll give an affirmation to continue the energy for you. And this came through on one of those occasions and ended up being really powerful for a lot of us. So I like sharing it with you. So here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga from the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I like to use to get us in the right frame of mind to live life these days and to get out in public and start doing things again so you go out with a feeling of health and well-being and being safe and protected and all that good stuff rather than going out in fear. So here we go three times on this. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All righty. Now, this next affirmation actually comes from Natasha. And I find it quite helpful to me. Yeah, I use it a lot. And I've actually started doing, I do a lot of these affirmations, not just for myself, but I repeat them for my animal friends as well. I do this for all of us. And I think it's helped them better adjust to the energy. So here we go with this one three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Woohoo! Alrighty, now to conclude our affirmations, we end with, again, the Ananda Institute, their Warrior of Light affirmation. I find this really, really important with everything that's going on all around the world these days. And this is our part in helping raise the vibration. And we now have a secondary version from Diane. So a gentler version of this affirmation. I'm continuing to use the original words from the Ananda Warrior of Light version, but if you would like the gentler version from Diane, you can substitute the word light for sword and the word messenger for warrior. And as if you feel you want a gentler version for some reason, I feel like we need the big power right now. All right, here we go. Three times on this one. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And now to conclude this whole process, this is Dr. Nell's favorite part. Cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. And basically what you're saying is you trust your higher power that all of these affirmations are true.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a huge difference. Woo, okay, we are all spiritualized up and we're ready to go. And we do have some place to go. We need to take care of advertisers because without them, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are, and more conversation to continue. Phone lines are open, and we continue straight ahead. Natasha Venter's here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And to get into line on one of those phone lines, just call us at 425-373-5527 or toll free at 1-888-298-5569, and we'll be right back. There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally,
yeah,
our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is the best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner and energy codes lady. You can see her at her office at the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. One of the most...
Nope.
Excuse me, that's Natasha.
Thank you for advertising me. Linda is amazing, though.
That's weird. Why would your website come out?
Yeah.
So what, she's Vertical Energy
Linda.
Worldwide. Here we go. Well, they both have, you know, very unique website address. I don't know. It's what Natasha was talking about. You know, she said there's all that, you know, and you're, all that. That's it's not that I'm old and I don't remember that, but anyway,
retrograde strikes again.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, let's see. So Linda Rasmussen, you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com. And she continues.
I love how human we are.
She continues to offer a free session to anybody that asks that we send. So all you got to do is call her or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and you can have a free session with her, which you can do in person with her at her office or remotely via phone or Zoom. And remote is just as powerful as in person, and it is absolutely wonderful. You need to take advantage of her. And the number to call, it's Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com, and her phone number is 206-841-1992. Well, my mind's at least working, because while I was giving you that phone number, my mind's in my head is saying, now let's make sure this is Natasha's phone number. I mean, this is Linda's phone number, not Natasha's phone number. Well, at least I got the number right. I don't have the names right. But anyway, so, all right, I'm just taking a blanket Mercury and communications and all this stuff.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing that I'm grateful for is that, you know, when we realize that we're human, you know, and we can giggle with the moment, it helps us to move forward, because right now, you know,
too hard on ourselves.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And it's time to lighten up. And I think that's one thing that Mercury retrograde kind of teaches us in a way, is to just go, okay, another human moment, you know, and if we can do that, because I know a lot of people, including myself, grief, change, and life-altering moments are abound. And
yeah, there's a lot going on. So,
there is a lot.
But anyway, take advantage of, you've got a lot going on. You, Linda can help you. So contact Linda Rasmussen for a free session. Vertical Energy Worldwide.com. And the phone number is 206-841-1992. Now, then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. You can email me at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. That sounds good, doesn't it? Is that correct? Okay. Okay. Or you can call me 360-217-7258. Yeah, that was good. Okay. All right. We'll just let now. The last thing is really good news. Jude Ponton, you know, our wonderful premier sound healer of the Northwest. And you know what? She's been going through and all that, you know, with Paul passing from COVID so early on in the pandemic and all of that. And we've been looking for a place for her to congeal her life. And it actually, her and Paul's dream was eventually to, you know, sell the condo they were in and put their living together with Whispering Dragon office and all of that. Well, that had to happen now with Paul out of the picture. Mm-hmm. So that would just work better with Jude. Now, the good news is she found a place to rent, and now she's in the process of moving now. But I was at the new house for the first time on Friday, and I got the very first healing work done in the new home. It's, you know, we're not completely set up yet, but pretty darn close. And man, it was really great. And I'm just so thrilled. I can't tell you what a difference it makes. You know, the day that Paul died, because it was a drop dead from COVID, mm-hmm. totally unexpectedly. It happened If you were a regular listener, you know it happened on a Sunday afternoon. I had done the show. I had, you know, gotten home. I had just walked in the door and the phone rang. And something made me pick it up, and it was Jude. And, you know, our lives changed forever in that moment. I had to drop everything and go. And it was scary, you know, because it was the beginning of COVID. He just, you know, he just died. And I'm the only one that could. Anyway, so, you know, it was a big deal. But I'm just so grateful that my spiritual foundation and faith is so strong. Because even in all of that, that's where I am. And I forced her, and me, right before, you know, at that afternoon, you know, that evening before, that we stood there together and held hands, and we turned the whole thing over to Divine Mother. And it was like, you know, me and tears, and it's like, Divine, we don't know how this can work.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're turning it all over to you, Paul's death and dealing with that and how Jude's going to survive and where to live and to work. And all. We're turning it all over to you, Divine Mother. It's up to you. And we'll pay attention. Jude will pay, and, you know, and I got her to say it out loud. I mean, because, you know, she, anyway. But I'm so grateful that we did that. Because what she had to do.
It's amazing.
Now, you know, we're talking, you know, first of all, being with another human being, your, what if you want to, you call it your soulmate or 24/7 for 50 years. And they're just gone. And you know, and their lives were pretty compartmentalized, that he did what he did and she did what she did. And, you know, and that it worked together very well. But the right hand did not know what the left hand is doing. And so there are all kinds of issues and stuff. That, anyway, the bottom line is there's just no way that this logically and rationally could have worked out and come together. There's just no way. It shouldn't have worked. We're talking a single woman, widow, in her 70s. And has to sell, the kind of has to find a new place, has to qualify to get in, all, and doesn't. You know, because everything's up in the air, and because we've been through COVID, so even if she could have worked the whole, she, anyway. But my golly, it did, and it's a fabulous location. It's in Shoreline, around the Acacia Cemetery. So it's right off of 522 Bothell Lake City Way and Northeast 145th. So great access for people that want to go. She's got one room that's being set up. It feels really good there. She's got a great big yard for Shanti, standard poodle. And the house is about the same size and sort of like mine. And it's a perfect location for her. And now she probably won't be there forever, but this is a great place to congeal the business and her home. And it's all coming together so nicely. And I can't believe all the people that are coming out of the woodwork to help her, you know, and all of this stuff. And now she's ready to start driving and all the stuff that needs to. Anyway, it just, I am in awe. And I, Divine Mother, bow at your feet. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, and the blessings continue to happen and the things continue to just fall into line. And it's like, how did this happen? This is amazing. And anyway, it did. And all in the nick of time, because she just she turned the keys of Whispering Dragon over on Friday. So, you know, she's completely out of the office, and that's all at the new house. And she doesn't have to be out of the condo for a while. But it's amazing how it's come together, and I'm so grateful. Keep that in mind. If you do anything, find your faith. Stay in your faith. You can't be in your faith if you're busy in your fear. So make a choice. Stay in your faith. And use it. And when you're confused, when you don't know, when stuff happens, turn it over.
Yep.
And then pay attention.
It goes back to that statement, I trust,
I trust.
And I know for me that even though, like this last week, it was pretty hellish week for me too. And I, my brain cells basically got fried when my parents passed and I was having kids at the same time. And And so when I go into stress, my brain kind of goes into holes. I get holes in my life. And I go into that trust that no matter what, I'm going to be perfectly imperfect and I'm going to try to do the better I can. And God, you know, divine, you're here to support me and do the work with me. So put me where I need to be and give me the words to say and be where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, and it makes and a do. Huge difference when you do that. And
it does.
I'm wondering, you know, just having you tap in a little bit to the energy of Judah, does this feel like a good mm-hmm. place?
It does. It really does.
She's on the right track. Yes. And things are coming together. Mm-hmm.
It's a bridge for her, and it's going to be a couple year bridge.
Good, because that's so we're figuring. You know, it's not her perfect dream place. But it works, mm-hmm. and I think it's just perfect for anyway. I think Divine Mother did a great job.
Yes,
and I found out she does a great job in finding cars because when I had to get a car, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm a mini person and honest, and so I figured I did my homework and figured out what it is that I wanted. But then I turned it over. It was a Sunday evening once I'd gone out and driven all kinds of Subarus that Sunday, and I decided what I wanted, and it was like, well, how do I know and how do I try? Okay, never mind, Divine Mother, this is what I want. I'm mm-hmm. turning it over. Okay, now up until that point, we had I had a friend that's more geeky than me and knows how to do all the search stuff. So we were doing all the searches and we knew about it, all the Subaru, all the Foresters and the Outbacks. We knew everything was out there and we'd looked at everything. Okay, I turned it over Sunday evening. Monday, first search, new one, and guess what? Everything, all of them I'd looked at were silver and black and white. My color came up blue, and it was my, and I knew it the moment I saw her. The silver blue goddess was mine, and I went and bought her the next mm-hmm. day. She was mine. So anyway, turn it over. Makes a big difference.
It does.
And I'm glad to hear that you think that it feels like that she's right. So you're feeling like this is going to be a couple year bridge mm-hmm. before, and that sounds reasonable and makes sense. I don't like it. All right, now look at that. We're just talking away, aren't we? You know what? We had to take care of our advertisers, but I forgot to say a little bit on the drive down, and I want to mention this in case anybody knows. One of the things that really flashed about coming down, driving over 522, there was one of the hot air balloons was up in the air. The big yellow one with the blue and red, stripe around it. I realize now, just telling everybody in the studio, because Natasha saw it too, because she drives down from north. So we both saw the air balloon up, and it was up and out early. But I realized that normally during the summer, because, there's a hot air balloon place out in Snohomish, and, and there normally every day there'd be balloons. Mm-hmm. And I think they've got three or four or five of them. I mean, because normally there'd be a bunch of, today there's only one. And I realized I don't remember seeing the balloons at all this summer. I think this is the first time I saw a balloon. Now, I'm not positive of that because I'm old and and then there's all this other stuff that's going on. So I'm not positive, but I don't think I've seen them this year. So does anybody know? Has there been something going on that the balloons couldn't fly? Because they seem, I just don't, but anyway, if you know, are the balloons, has there been something going on that they haven't been flying? If anybody knows that, please call us, 425-373-5527 if you know about the balloons. But anyway, one of them's out there today. It might still be out there, I don't know. I don't know how long they stay up. Never mind, we don't really need to know that. Okay, we got to catch up with state. We got all kinds of things to do, so let's take care of advertisers, get that taken care of, and then we'll come back and catch up with Stacy. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Woohoo! Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending some time with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And be sure and check out the NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can find some of their supplements in pet stores around the area, and you can also order them online, and great descriptions and everything you need to know on the website, NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. All righty. And so we don't have an answer about the balloons, but I don't think I've seen them all year except this one today, which is unusual. Now, let's check in. Stacy, it's so glad to have you back and to actually get my eyeballs on you and see you again.
Thanks. Nice and, to be back.
You know, we our hearts and we've been thinking about you and sending you lots of love and prayers. I mean, because there's no easy way to get around it. But your dear mom that we've heard about for all these years, and you know, because you're from Hawaii and your mom lived in Hawaii and you were back and forth a lot, and we got to share some of that. But she passed away recently.
Yeah, she did. She passed away the 2nd of September, so a couple weeks now.
And I know for me, well, I just personally think for everyone, losing your mom is one of the hardest things you ever go through. And you know, we know that once, because I know, my faith is, so I know it's only the physical body that dies. The soul is eternal. And I'm in communication with my mom and all of that, but it doesn't really make a difference when it happens. And, you know, we're human and when we're left behind, all of that. And I know my mom's passing was not expected and was out of the blue. And I was in shock for a long time and days. And many of you that are long-term listeners with me and have been here from the beginning, you were with me because it happened on a Thursday night. And I did my last show on Como that Sunday. So I had to get it together and I had to do the show. And I knew I had to do it for mom because I knew, and ordinarily radio stations, when your show ends, because Como was changing their format and going to news and sports rather than talk. And so my show was not moving over to you know, the other station, and was working out well for me because, you know, my mom just passed unexpectedly. But most, like, if you get let go from a station or your show ends on a station, they normally don't let you know when that's going to happen until after you're done. because they don't want you talking on the air and saying something, you know, mm-hmm. mean or that sort of thing. And back then, because this was back in the 90s, it was really, they were really rigid about that sort of thing. But I was very blessed at the time because I was so close to the management and those at Como that they trusted me. And so they kept me in the loop about everything, and they allowed me to do my last show live, knowing that it was the last show. Now, the whole big boss of everything actually did come in to the station that Sunday, which we'd never see him, to be there. And I guess just in case Martha's mouth got carried away or something. And of course, I, you know, it was sad, but it was good. But anyway, so it was, I got to share with everybody what was going on and talk. So those of you that were around at that time, you remember that. But anyway, it was hard. But now, Stacy, with your mom, you know, there had been a deterioration.
Right. And, she's had some health challenges these last few months. So it kind of started to see signs that this was happening. And she was ready, and, you know, she'd wanted this for a while because she has just had a lot of health issues that, I mean, in her mind, she was clear as a bell, you know. She used to tell me that from the neck up, she felt great. And so, you know, even though she was ready, this is, you know, and I was, you know, at the time you think, you know, this is what she wants. But when it does happen, it's still this, you know.
It's your mom.
It's different, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, trying to work through some of that stuff. And thank you for your kind words and thoughts, and from Natasha as well. Appreciate that.
And you were able to connect with your mom the night before.
Yeah,
and
so
was,
you know, people that
Facebookers
don't, yeah,
or whatever,
so
you
know, but so FaceTime things.
Even though you weren't
amazing.
There,
yeah.
You felt like you were there, right. With her and part of all of it. And then since that time, you and one of your daughters has gone back to Hawaii,
we went back.
And you've had time with family. Mm-hmm. And I know now, you know, part of it was connecting with your family and all of that. But then you also had work to do because, you know, you have to sort through all your mom's stuff and do all of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been there, done that. I know I was blessed because my mom's best friend volunteered to come and went through all her clothes and did all of that. I just don't think I could have done it. Anyway.
We did a bunch of it, you know, back in March when she was hospitalized and then was in a rehab, then was going to come back home. And so we had, my daughter and I had gone there and kind of, you know, sorted through a bunch of stuff at that time. So there wasn't that much stuff this time, but there were still things that we, you know, she was using. And, you know, I actually brought some things back with me, hang them in my closet or whatever, a blanket she had, stuff like that. So,
I have those things.
Mm-hmm. So that's, it's nice. It's a little, you know, something to have.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and every once in a while, you know, the gal that helps me with, you know, house cleaning is just, she's like, "Why do you have this?" "Oh, it was my mom's." You know, I'll have something that completely doesn't go with anything I have, but I, you know, it's sentimental because my mom loved it or something.
Yeah. So we went back last weekend and did a few things and connected with my family. You know, her grandsons, my nephews who had lived there, and so, yeah. So we.
All right, and then you had while you were over there and working, you know, to go through your mom's stuff and all of that with your daughter, you had kind of what I think is a real spiritual experience.
So I always look for signs, and when my sister passed away, I got a sign right away from her, and I still see
it. Older sister, younger sister?
My older sister.
Older sister, okay.
She's died, it's been like 12 years now.
12 years, okay.
But so at that time, and she died after a fairly short illness anyway. And that was very tragic for me and very, you know, raw. Anyway, but I got a sign from her, and I see the numbers of my birthday. And so I see it from the time she died. I would see it all the time. You know, you buy something in the store and it rings up with those numbers. And just random things. And my daughters see it too. And
Natasha, so, that seems to be a kind of common thing.
Yeah, I see 7-Eleven all the time.
It's happening with Jude. Uh-huh. And she thinks it's Paul because it's a certain number that comes up all.
Right.
But isn't that the numbers
that's the
coming up?
Yeah.
And now sometimes I've got one friend, I've got several that say they find pennies,
uh-huh.
you know, coins. And they know that's from a loved one.
Yep.
So they do try to communicate. I mean, you know, all the ghost, the movie and all of that, it's not all that far-fetched.
It's not
exactly perfect. But these ideas that people get to do these movies come from somewhere,
right. Yep.
You know, and it is an intuition. And so there is truth to this.
Oh, there's total truth.
Yeah.
It is amazing truth.
And I heard that if you recognize that that's what it is, then they keep doing it.
Yep.
Because then they know now that
right.
you know.
You recognize
what,
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So your sister communicated with you right away after
right.
she passed.
With those numbers.
Anyway. So what happened after your mom's passing?
So then with my mom's passing, I was like, okay, well, maybe something happened. Kept looking around. So anyway, we had spent the day and then we went back to the hotel and we're just kind of laying by the pool. And I look up and then, so my sister liked to collect things that, heart-shaped things, like a keychain. She like if she's buying a keychain, she'd buy the heart-shaped one. If she was buying something, it was like a heart-shaped. She was just into heart-shaped things. So anyway, we were at the pool, and I lay in there, look up, and the clouds had formed the heart.
Yep.
And I tell my daughter, I go, look. And I go, does that look like? She goes, that looks like a heart. so I snapped the picture of it because I thought, whoa, that's kind of. So
How I saw it because she put it up on Facebook.
Yeah. So in my
and it's a real heart in the clouds.
Yes.
Yeah. So in my thoughts, true or not, I felt like she was kind of telling me that she had my mom now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that cool? Is that mom's with me, Stacey. You know, don't no concerns.
And
Natasha's confirming.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was on a bike ride, trying to just ride and just kind of clear my head. So I'm riding my bike. And then as I'm riding, I'm, thoughts in my head. And I tell my sister again, okay, I think you have mom, but just let me, maybe if you do something while I'm riding, let me know what that's going to be. And so I'm looking in the sky, nothing. I'm looking at nothing. And I get to the path end. So I stop my bike and I turn around. And I pull out my phone to check the time, and it was the numbers of my birthday. Yeah, it was weird. So
I'm here, Stacey.
Yeah, so
what more do you need to know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yep. So that kind of felt
woo-hoo.
Nice.
How cool is that?
So anyway.
I when I do sessions a lot of times, and I say, have you been noticing la da 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 around you? And they go, actually, no. But now that I, you're saying it, I'm kind of thinking yes. And then I'll get an email or something later. Oh my gosh, now that you told me that, I'm seeing it everywhere. And thank you, because now I know that it was.
So everybody out there, this may be a message for you, because there may be somebody who's trying communicating with you and you just haven't picked it up the clues.
Yes, because we block a lot of things that the universe is giving us, it's not going to come down in a boulder hitting you in the head. It's those little whispers.
Well, sometimes it does.
But it's the butterflies that go by. It's the clouds. It's the numbers. It's the dragonfly that comes and hovers in front of you. Those are those places and things that the universe says, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
Really special.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it is.
Something else. So anyway, our love's been with you and so glad and I'm just so glad that you're being communicated with and all of that.
That's nice.
And it does help, but we still have to go through our human process of grieving and moving through that.
Oh, the humanness. It's not. That's a dance.
All right. But going to pick up with Stacey on the other one. We start up the new hour. Because there's something else that we need to follow up on. And we have more to chat about. We've got to find out all about the astrological stuff. And I've got we're going into fall and the temperature's going down. So what do we have to be aware of for our animal friends and that? We've got to talk about that a little bit. And, of course, we've got open phone lines for you. So if you would like to join us, if you've got questions for me, behavior training or healing questions or stories about your animal friends, or if you would like a personal reading with Natasha or want to know anything about your loved ones on the other side and whether or not they're communicating, all you got to do is pick up your phone, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. animalworldlive@hotmail.com is email. And now we're going to switch gears, and it's the exercise and dancing portion of the show. And this is to get our energy up and get a little exercise going. And dancing is required. So you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up in your feet. Join us on the love train. We'll cruise through, pick you up. We're going to spread love and light all over the world. It is so needed everywhere now. And so this is our part of spreading love and light around the world. So I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And I'm going to do that right now. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Martha Norwalk's Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.